Poor Jacob. He's 2.5 years old, and he's trying to figure out this Christmas thing. He knows something important is about to happen. He even knows a little bit about Santa Claus. He's now declared that Santa Claus is going to bring him light bulbs. His 8-year-old sister is going to get a light pole. She's excited. He's just not for certain exactly when all of this is going to happen, how it's going to happen, or even why it's going to happen. I remember not that long ago, he came running in through the doors of the church, as he always does, head down, going as fast as he could, and he stopped just in front of the tree. He had to have been this far from it. And he looked, and he stepped back, and he looked again, and he finally reached out, and he touched it real gently, and then he looked at me, and he said, "It's a tree." Now, it was confusing enough when trees started appearing in the church. But it got even stranger when everywhere he went, the grocery store, Walmart, his sister's school, the mall, the same thing was occurring. And every time he saw a new one go up, he'd look at it and finally say, "It's another tree." And then finally, when one appeared in his own house, well, sometimes it's best if a boy just goes with the flow. But now, 3 weeks later, he's become a tree expert. That's probably why when you come into the house, all of the ornaments are just above his reach. But lighting the Christmas tree, that's his job. And so not only are all the ornaments up out of his reach, all the packages are on one side of the tree because the light plug is on the other side and he doesn't care if he goes over the packages to get to it. You know, we have the strangest looking tree. It would never win a prize in Home Beautiful. Trust me. You walk in, and if you hold your head just right, well, it almost looks like it's straight. But you know, it doesn't matter. That tree, it's probably just about the prettiest thing I've seen. There's all the memories. There's Jacob trying to figure out why it's even there. And you know, I love getting up early in the morning when the house is quiet and it's dark and I get to turn on the tree. And I sit there and I just look at it. I mean, yeah, there's Jacob trying to figure it out, and there's Sophia, the year that she spent a good 2 weeks rearranging packages and singing this awful rendition of Silent Night. There are two glass baubles. And a little bell about this big. They hang on the top of the tree every year because I want to protect them. They've been hanging on trees since long before I was born. They were actually a Christmas gift from my grandparents to my parents the year they were married. That was the year that Pearl Harbor was bombed. And one of them used to be blue, and it says peace on earth. There's this snowman. Ping pong balls, lopsided eyes, and a crushed hat. The hat was already crushed when a very proud 7-year-old handed it to me one Christmas morning saying, "It's your favorite present, isn't it, Mama? It's your favorite one." There's a set of technicolored wise men and an angel with black wings. Two green snowflakes. They used to have glitter on them. You know, I can sit there and look at that tree. And I can remember so many Christmases. I can still see my brothers and my sister and me when we were little. I can still hear Dad warning us not to touch. And Mom saying, "For heaven's sakes, Kenneth, they're just children." There's so much laughter in that tree. And yes, there are tears too. Tears and Christmas. We really don't like to consider them together, do we? After all, this is supposed to be the season when angels sing and the shepherds worship and stars shine brightly in the darkened sky. We like it to be merry and happy, but the truth of the matter is that the world that Jesus was born into was anything but happy. It was anything but peaceful and calm. The night that Jesus was born, the city was filled with a tragic story. And I can only imagine that mingled with his newborn cries were the cries of his own mother. According to Linda Lee Chandler, the child whose birth we celebrate tonight was born into a world not painted in pastels, but in dust and blood. This incarnation is not a spiritual, otherly world event, but it is instead the mystery of God's presence in a real human child, welcomed into a real world with all of its agonies and ambiguities, with all of its challenges and joys. You know, God didn't wait for a perfect time for his child to be born. God didn't wait until we had it right. God didn't wait for the perfect place. Instead, God chose a remarkably dark time, a time filled with uncertainty. And God chose a place that was not exactly where any mother would choose to have her child. It was a time that was littered with broken dreams, a time filled with the cries of God's oppressed people. And yet it was into that darkness that a child was born, a son was given, And his name was Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. It was his light that shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And so it is for us. We live in a world where sometimes it seems as though the darkness has returned. We live in a world that is so often filled with hatred and sin, and sometimes we find ourselves wondering if there's any hope. And yet on this night, we are invited to once again light a candle, to remember, and to wait. For on this night, God comes to us and says that it is all okay. While we may never understand everything that goes on, it really doesn't matter. Because you see, there's this baby. A baby whose love will fill all the cracks in our lives, and whose light will shine through us for all the world to see. It doesn't take a perfect tree. It doesn't take a perfect celebration. All it takes are hearts that are open to the coming of a king. On this night, the king will come and the light will shine. To God be the glory. And all God's children say, Amen. Amen.